One of the most difficult changes we had to deal with in camp was using a public latrine. Each block had a latrine and laundry building. The latrine area was divided into a men and women's section, and the laundry area had washtub sections and the ironing section. The male and female latrine sections had sinks, toilets, and showers. When the first inmates arrived in Amachi, many of the latrines were not completed, so temporary outhouses were used. When the latrines were completed, no consideration was given for privacy, so there were no dividers or doors around the individual toilets or showers. Of course, many women lodged complaints, so the WRA put in partial dividers, but still no doors. Showering and using the toilet with no privacy was uncomfortable and embarrassing, especially for modest Issei and Issei women and young girls. The women tried to figure out ways to deal with the lack of privacy by hanging their bathrobes or buying shower curtains over the stall's opening. Some people waited until really late at night or very early in the morning, hoping to use the facility before large crowds appeared. Some families kept chamber pots in their barracks so that young children or the elderly would not have to walk from their room all the way to the latrine in the middle of the night, especially during cold, snowy, or rainy weather.
Continue walking south to the koi pond. It's enclosed by the chain link fence. This is Waypoint 2.4, the 6H Garden and Koi Pond. Please help preserve this koi pond by not walking inside of the pond or on the wooden bridge.